Today we're going to start at the basics. How is your relationship with Jesus? In just a moment, John's going to put up a slide and got a bunch of questions on it. That slide is going to contain a bunch of questions. It's questions for you to evaluate yourself this morning as you stand before Jesus. We live in a time and a culture and a world, I believe, where there are a lot of options for somehow gaining fulfillment, gaining significance, gaining for purpose. And yet, as followers of Christ, we know there's only one way, and that would be through Jesus Christ. You agree with that? But on that way, that through that relationship with Jesus to our Heavenly Father, I think something happens to a lot of us, and it's called life. It interrupts, tries to detour, tries to cause us to stutter, get off track, whatever may happen to you along the way, to not feel that intimacy that God longs to just for you to experience with Him. So John, go ahead and put up those questions if you don't mind. First one will be simply this. Is there a consistent closeness in your life with Jesus? John? Or is there a consistent lack of closeness? How is God showing you the need to draw closer to Him through Jesus? Do you really care about your relationship with Jesus? Are you tired of trying? And lastly, have you surrendered to the lie, I will never be close to God? I will never feel that intimacy that people talk about, that people say is possible, that it's there, ready, day in and day out. So I want John to leave that slide up for us this morning, and I'm going to pray for us. And you don't have to close your eyes. You can keep looking at those questions. Father, we come in desperate need of You. In fact, Father, as I pray often for my own self, I don't grasp how much I need to be close to You. I just know I have a need, a longing, a want. And I pray this morning, Holy Spirit, just come and be very specific. Be in the details. Reveal what, how, when, what You're up to in our lives. God, we cannot grasp on this side of heaven all that's at stake this morning. God, I pray today, as You've been wooing us through circumstances, through Your Word, through Your Spirit, closer to us, to You today, I pray, God, that we would surrender and submit to that. We bless You and we honor You. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to look closely at those questions for a moment. John goes back to it. I just prayed that you and I don't really grasp all that's at stake with an intimate relationship through Jesus with God the Father. I know it's easy to talk about, but tomorrow morning when you wake up, or this afternoon as you're daydreaming or maybe taking a nap, or doing whatever you do, do you understand that God has a longing, a want in His heart for us to be so close that it really is tangible? I remember being really young and reading stories about people that have given their life for Christ and thinking, man, I want to be so close that no matter what the circumstances are in my life, I'm not fearful, I'm not afraid, I can be totally at peace, and that I can lead with love. And that desire early on, wanting it to be real, not just be wanting something that we talk about on Sunday morning, or not that I get to read about somebody else's life, but it's evident in my life. I want the want that God has for me in my life on a daily basis. Not waiting, waking up one morning and saying, I woulda, shoulda, coulda. But that I did everything I could to get as close to Him as I possibly could. That I surrendered totally. That's one of the reasons why I put all those questions up there. So we're going to look at a scripture that Jesus put before some people today. We're going to look at multiple scriptures, but here's the first one. And Jesus said to all, if anyone would come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. Does that sound like your walk with Jesus today? For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God. Point number one, John. How's your relationship with Jesus? Well, I strongly challenge you this morning to stop asking what you get from that relationship, but whom do you get? Because Jesus started out his little sermonette very plainly. If anyone would come after me, he's got to give up his way. And what does he get? He gets me. He gets to come after me. I hand him my very life and take up his cross daily and follow me. How many of you on Monday morning wake up thinking, how am I going to die to self? Or do you wake up thinking, I sure hope so-and-so doesn't make it to work today. Maybe they died in their sleep. Don't pretend you never have thoughts about someone being taken out. Okay? All right? Okay? But right there, stop asking what we get from the relationship and recognize who you get. The God of the universe, your maker, your creator, an intimacy, a longing that's beyond circumstances and understanding every day. You get a choice. I can die to self and I get all of him he can give, he can cram into me. Or I can continue to go my way and hope it works out. Unfortunately, I really believe most of us in Western Christianity try to cram both of them into the same thing and it just doesn't work. Because God has this incredible jealousy that He says in His Word for us that says, I will not be second place to anyone or anything until we realize that is a reality and a truth, then He will continue to woo us and be patient with us, but there's always going to be that thought in the back of our mind, is there something missing? Yes, there is. A depth of intimacy that I'm really not sure how many really ever experienced it on this side of heaven that God longs for us to experience. So ask yourself this morning, am I wanting something from Him or am I wanting Him? John number 2. Don't stop short. Go all in. Jesus continues, for whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? There's a lot. We could go a lot of different ways with that, but I want to keep it really, really simple for us this morning, okay? And I'm going to use a word for you this morning. I'm going to use the word identity. Who do you identify with? Are you identified with Jesus? Or are you identifying more with the world? Is your significance coming through your relationship with God the Father through Jesus? Or is your significance coming through other things that you try to cram into the fulfillment pot? Don't stop short. Be willing to go all in. Say, I surrender totally. I don't know how it may turn out, God, but I'm all in. I tell you before, I'll tell you again this morning, I believe God will honor a prayer that says, God, give me the want to want you. And I believe God will honor a prayer that says, you know, God, right now, I'm just not really wanting much of you. Because He can start with honesty. He wants to start right where you are, but He's in this pursuit to move you to be just like His Son, to have an impact on the world. You see, stopping short says, I believe, oh, hold on a second. Never mind, I don't need that. Forget that. We had a technical difficulty. Yeah. Thank you, Jonathan. Very good. Very good, Jonathan. We got that on recording, Jonathan. Don't stop short. Go all in. Here's what I would encourage you to do with that this morning. Some of you probably read the Word of God faithfully. How about apply it? Some of you might pray, blessing the food. How about say, I want to hear from God no matter what's going on in my life. Some of you may say, I desire to share the gospel, but God put somebody right in front of you, and He's like, I gave you that opportunity you were praying for, and you're like, yeah, but that's not the person I wanted to share it with. You and I have the privilege to impact a dying and lost world. A dying and lost world. I know there's days you probably feel like you're all alone. I got that. I do too sometimes. But then I think about your faces. I think about other people that are faithfully serving. I think about the stories that I've read and said, man, well, I'm not in this by myself. I got a whole army with me. Don't stop short. This afternoon, if God's pricking your heart to call somebody, to text somebody, to email somebody something, go all in. Go all in to obedience. Go all in. Don't stop short. Because your identity is with a person, not a thing, not an inanimate object, and not a world. It's with a person. And that's a privilege. He says, take upon my righteousness. Think about something. Righteousness, right standing. You have the privilege to take upon Christ's righteousness so you can be right standing before the Father. And therefore, that right there, that verse, that doesn't always sound easy to me. I got to be honest with you. That verse, it doesn't sound like I just roll out of bed in the morning and it just happens. Okay? Kind of like, I wish I could roll out of bed some mornings and all I could do is just simply go back to sleep. You ever have those days? Okay? But life happens, doesn't it? And so I want to be all in. I want to be engaged in what God's doing. But that verse right there, that's a surrender verse. It says, God, I know it's not easy. But I desire to be obedient because I want to want you. Number three, John. God wants to change your heart. Stop fighting Him. We go to the Old Testament for a brief moment, 1 Samuel 3. It says, and Samuel said to all the house of Israel, all of God's children, if you're returning to the Lord, look at that, I like the way Samuel says that. If you're serious, then something's got to happen. If you're returning to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth from among you and direct your what? Your heart to the Lord and serve Him only, and He will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Let me put it very simple to you this morning, church. God is longing for the totality of your heart to be in love with Him. But you and I, so often, we stop short, and then we have this thing that we call idols. And no, there's probably not images of different things sitting around your house that you would consider an idol. But let me ask you this question. Who or what consumes your thought life? Who or what consumes your energy? Who or what consumes your resources? Would you say, could you say today, man, that's all about God? Or could you say, not so sure about that? Because when we're in pursuit of a person, you know what happens when we're in pursuit of Jesus? You know what really I believe one of the things that happens? Maybe it's just in my life. Maybe it's not y'all, okay? I realize something. The more I look for Him, the more I long for Him, all that other stuff really doesn't matter. It does not matter. And it's amazing when the confusion starts and I go back to the basics and I say, wait a second, whose kingdom am I building here today? And I start to get all twisted up and all knotted up, and then I start saying, wait a second, something's fighting for my heart. It's saying my significance, my identity can come from something else. And God says, let me change that. Let me heal that wound. Let me fill you a little bit afresh. Let me take away some shame from you today. Let me make you feel whole. And let me remind you of that right standing before me. But it's back to surrender. It's about surrender. And I want you to realize the last little phrase there, and He, talking about God, will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Now, I realize that probably nobody in here today is in the hand of a Philistine. Maybe. But what has you all tied up in worry and anxiety and anxiousness and fearfulness and any other in that little category? Because we can't go through the whole list today. That's a different sermon. But what has you all in that category? Because whatever has you bound up, God sure would like to set you free. He really would. But let's let Him change our hearts and see what happens to the circumstances. Let's let Him change our fears and our worries and our anxieties. But I'm telling you, it's very closely related to what are we putting before Him? that's not of Him and not for Him and not through Him. Number four, John. Jesus came to give you a new eternal life. No more living in the temporary. Now, this next scripture, first part of it may describe your house, may describe your workplace, it may describe your heart. Paul says to the church at Ephesus, get rid of all bitterness. Now, I want you to understand that when the Bible says something like that, Paul's not saying, if you feel like it, I hope you can get around to it. Maybe on Monday and Tuesday you can get rid of it, but the rest of the days of the week you can do this. He's saying it's whole, it's complete, it's 100%. Get rid of bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Pause. Church, if we would do that, our world would change. I promise you right now. Christians in America, if we got rid of verse 31 and we were obedient, we'd start to see things change in our families, in our homes, in our workplace, in our culture. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. You know what's missing from those two scriptures? There's no asterisks. There's no little footnotes. There's nothing that says, but God, you don't know who I'm dealing with. God, you don't understand my circumstances. Oh, of course, you can hang on to that malice. You can go ahead and gossip a little bit tomorrow. Let's go ahead and do a little rage. No, Paul is crystal clear. To have all that he has intended for you, starting on this side of heaven, that stuff's got to go. That stuff's got to go. And there's more lists. I just happened to pick that one. It was all that my heart could stand to read that. It was convicting. But there's other places that Paul writes to other churches, other lists. I'm like, that's all I can handle, God. Verse 31, that's enough. But change me to where the things of verse 32 become my way of life, because those are eternal, because that's the way you treated me, God. You were kind and you were compassionate. He's been kind and compassionate to you, hadn't he? He's been kind and compassionate to me. There's lots of times in my 48 years in this world, I would have taken a me out. He's kind and compassionate. He forgave us. And as he reminds us, Christ forgave us. Something that really needs to happen to us more than we can imagine is this. We got to quit seeing what's only in front of us and seeing the impact into eternity. That whatever right we hold on to for the verse 31 stuff, Jesus could hand us that piece of paper and say, every one of these you deserved. Because Scripture tells us in multiple places, the wrath of God was looking to be poured out on somebody, and that somebody was you and I. But Jesus came and said, the wrath of God, He'll take it. So verse 31, when tomorrow or this afternoon, when you're ready to call down hellfire and brimstone and use words that aren't building up words, remember something. God could have done the same thing to you and I. But verse 32 came along. And that's an eternal view. That's a change of perspective. That's a realization that says my identity is bigger than I can realize, and the impact it can have is more long-lasting than I can grasp. But I got to have a real ongoing chasing of God in my life. How's your relationship with Jesus today? Are you close? Number five, John. You can have Him, all of Him. God the Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Every scripture in the Bible you could use to use with that point right there. But I want you to realize something today that I think a lot of us as Christians in America, at least, maybe Christians worldwide, tend to put on God, and that is this. In your relationship with those closest to us, to you, in your relationship with God the Father through Jesus, in your relationship at work, be honest now. How much do you hold back? How much do you just say, I'm going to hold back a little bit until I get something? If I'll be waiting, and if so-and-so does this or that, then I'll move back and I'll be all in. God doesn't have that kind of attitude on you. Let's not have that kind of attitude and outlook on Him. That we can have it all. In some incredible, supernatural, miraculous way, He allows that to happen. When Jesus walked this earth, I think it's one of the things, of the many things he kept saying about the kingdom of God is near. I think one of the implications was that to his disciples to say, don't you understand you could have it all? Why do you keep looking around? It's all right here. Life happens. But God is bigger than life because he's imparted eternal life. And that Holy Spirit that's inside of you, recognize the voice, recognize the movement. But one of the first things you got to ask yourself this morning, I believe, is this. Do you feel like you're actually in pursuit of Him? Or have you done all those other points and you've stopped trying? Because if you stop trying, then I guarantee you some form of evil is sitting somewhere going, got him. Got him. You can have all of Him. I mean every last supernatural ounce of God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus the Christ. That's an impactful life. John, you can go to those. So I got a few questions for you this morning. Are you praying for God's will to be done or for your will to be done? You know, you can't do God's will your way. You and I cannot do God's will our way. It just ain't going to happen. Because let me tell you something. We might compromise as human beings, but God will never compromise. It's impossible for Him to compromise. John, the second question. What's a behavior or behaviors that if you allowed God to change would bring you to a closeness to Jesus that you have longed to experience? Soak on that one for a second, would you? What about Monday morning comes? How about Wednesday morning comes? How about any day comes? If you notice, I did put the word behavior or behavior, but can I just be honest with you from my own life? I've noticed that while I have a list of things I like to change, I realize that most often at the top of the list, if one or two of those would change, it really snowballs into an impactful change across the board. And number three, John, the last question. What is God speaking to you about yourself? Here's what I want to make sure you hear that I don't want you to dwell on. There is no impartation of shame or belittling or lacking thereof that I want you to own today. What I want you to own is this, that I want you to look up. I want you to realize that your spiritual eyes can find God the Father through relationship with Jesus Christ, and that He is in a pursuit and a longing and a wooing and a moving in your life. Because here's the thing. While the impact can happen immediately, I think a lot of us live in fear of unknown. And God is not a God who says, be afraid of the unknown. It's one of the reasons why I think He speaks to us in small increments. Because He wants to say, look, I just need you to hear the next thing I'm saying. And let's enjoy the time together. I want you to think about this for a second. What would be a relationship or two that you have that you just love? You long to be around that person or persons. You look forward to being around that person or persons. That you love to just be around to the point where even if you don't talk, which I know that's impossible for some of you. My mother's in the back, so I'm not even talking about her right now. Some of you in here, you're just as guilty and you know what I'm talking about, okay? That even if you didn't say a word, you still love being together. Still love being together. So tell me something. Are you in pursuit of something or someone? Because there's a longing that there is no word in our dictionary on any form, not even in online, that describes the longing and the loving kindness that God is pursuing us with today. Think about this. I asked you early on, and I'm paraphrasing my own question, do you want Him for Him? Well, guess what? He wants you for you. He wants you for you. And then all the things that will happen because of that relationship, yeah, He's going to use that. He's going to take that and use it for His kingdom. But He wants you for you. That closeness. That when you wake up in the morning, that you're excited that you're His. Even when you think about the circumstances of life. Some of you probably have seen this video. There's a Christian named Todd White. He's got long dreads. He's been a Christian about 15 years ago. That joker is, he doesn't drink energy drinks, but if you ever watch him on YouTube, it's like he's drank 5 energy drinks and 4 espressos. And he says it this way. I mean, he's walking back across stage. He's talking really, really fast. Priscilla should be praising God. You don't have to do sign language for him, Priscilla. And he says, you know what? Jesus wakes me up at 5:30 in the morning. I'm just so excited. He drinks no energy drinks, no coffee or anything, but that man is juiced, okay? And I promise you this much. If you met him on the streets, your first thought probably wouldn't be, man, I bet you he's a follower of Christ. No, it'd probably be like, man, I'm going to cross the side to the other side of the street because that joker's probably not here for good purposes, okay? His name is Todd White, if you can look it up later, okay? But he has an excitement that's contagious. Yes, he's high energy, but when he speaks, there's something that says he's all in. He is in love with a person. He is not in love with a formula. He's not in love with a religion. He's not in love with somebody to get something. I think he would sit down with Jesus, and if Jesus said, all I want you to do is just sit here and enjoy my prayer, I think Todd White would be like, I'll be here forever, forever. So a very good litmus test for us today is this. If all you had ever was just Him, He wants you to be fulfilled in that, but do you believe you'd be fulfilled in that? Because He longs to fill you with Himself. So I'm going to pray for us this morning. Like Rick said to us earlier, you have your prayer cards. Gary, you're going to come on down. So how is your relationship with Jesus this morning? Maybe you've never said, you know, I think it's finally time to acknowledge that I need a Jesus, that I need the Savior of the world, that I need Him. Maybe you don't even have a relationship with Him. That's a good starting point, by the way. If that's where you are, that's okay. Like I told you, He'll start right where you are. So this morning, if you're like, I really don't even know who He is. I've heard this name and you've played the game. Lord knows we live in a culture that can fake it. And we play the game very, very well. So this morning, maybe you need to start with that Jesus guy. I need Him. I'm missing something. And I know that I don't understand everything about Him, but I believe He is who He says He is. And I believe He's alive in heaven. And I believe He died for my sins. So all He's asking you to do today is simply this. Will you surrender and say, I need Him. I need, you know what? I'll need Him today and I'll need Him tomorrow. But I have a relationship. I just want more of Him. So your starting point this morning is to begin the relationship. So I'm going to pray with you in just a moment. And then the others. How is your relationship with Jesus? Look at those questions and think about what God's been speaking to you. And I'll pray for you after I pray for the others. And our altar will be open down here. And Rick and Dusty will be down here. Regina and Kathy will be down here. I would pray this morning, let's be more than we are today in just a few moments. Not tomorrow, in a few moments. So let's just bow our head and close our eyes. You guys can come on down if you want to. Gary, you can tickle the ivories a little bit. For those who they have no relationship with Jesus, I just encourage you, you can use your own words. So I'm just kind of giving you some guidance. You can use, God wants the honesty of your heart. Jesus, I acknowledge for the first time you're the Son of God. And I'm in need of a Savior. I can't save myself. And so I just give all of me to all of you, Jesus. And I welcome you to come and take over my life. To be in charge of it. And to help me grow what that really means. And what that means in my own real life and personally experience a relationship with God the Father through you, Jesus. I pray for that to be sealed. And for the rest of us, Father, I would pray, Father, for us. What are the idols in our lives? Where is it that we are hanging on to verse 31 in Ephesians 4? Lord, I pray that we would recognize that we are ministers of reconciliation. We're bringing together because we've been brought together through Jesus with You, Father. Lord, help us to be very honest with You today. May we be the open book that we really are, that for some crazy reason we think we can hide from You. Holy Spirit, continue to speak to us now. In Jesus' name. The altar's open. Your prayer cards, you can go ahead and be bringing your prayer cards and your envelopes down if you'd like this time. Put your heart on those cards. We want to pray with you this week about things, even if you don't want to come down and pray with us right now, or you can pray with us afterwards too. But this time is for your all's time and our together. I know God's going to speak to you today and into tomorrow, probably, maybe at night. So I just praise Him for that. As we get ready to leave here this morning, I want to pray for us. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to pray for. Okay? I want to pray that we would have overwhelming gratitude for all that God has done for us. Okay? It's easy if we made a list of pros and cons of our relationship with God. It's an all-pro list. Really. But our flesh sometimes gets in the way and says, what's the use? He's worth it. Amen? Lord, I thank You today for loving me. God, I thank You today for all the ways that You are speaking, You have spoken, and You will speak. But God, I pray our attitudes, our heartfelt attitudes, would be an overwhelming sense of gratefulness. You have been so gracious to us. Lord, I pray that we would be gracious to You, that we'd be gracious for You, and that, Lord, our world needs to see an attitude of thankfulness. And I pray, God, that You would help us with that, because it's not easy. Probably sometime this afternoon, someone's going to find out if we're serious or not. And Lord, I pray that we'll look unto You for the strength and the guidance. Thank You, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Thank you.